This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a lot going on this morning. We'll get to the Oscars in just a moment, but first, the bank failures. Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank have both collapsed. Regulators say their plan ensures that depositors at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank will be able to access their money beginning today. This includes depositors whose holdings exceed the $250,000 insurance limit. Senator Kevin Cramer, a North Dakota Republican, is on the Senate Banking Committee.
We have seen a rather sharp increase in interest rates, which have put some smaller banks, at odds with their own balance sheet. Now, of course, we have a Federal Reserve trying to change its balance sheet at the same time, and perhaps we need to do a little more review of all of that. But I don't think smaller banks need more oversight and more regulation. Maybe better oversight, but certainly not more regulation.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. President Biden will talk about the banks this morning. Now to the Academy Awards. If you couldn't stay up late enough, Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7 awards last night. Yes, including Best Picture. Best Actress, Michelle Yeoh.
I think this is something that we have been working so hard towards for a very long time. And tonight, we frigging broke that glass ceiling. I kung-fu'd it out and shattered it.
She is the first Asian woman to win Best Actress. Brendan Fraser won Best Actor for The Whale. Former President Trump's one-time lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, reportedly will testify today before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged and made on the former president's behalf. That from two people familiar with the matter. A 3-year-old girl found a loaded gun in a Houston, Texas home and accidentally shot and killed her 4-year-old sister, says the sheriff. This is AP News. And now what Western sanctions are doing to Russia, or not doing. The AP's Karen Shamas.
A year of Western sanctions on Russia has made little difference to ordinary Russian life, but growing challenges may test the country further. Despite a year of restrictions, economic life for ordinary Russians doesn't look at all different than it did before the invasion of Ukraine. There's no mass unemployment, no plunging currency, and no lines in front of failing banks. However, with sanctions on fossil fuels now taking effect, a change may come. Some economists believe the new sanctions will weaken Russia and Ukraine and could affect the Russian currency. Other experts think Russia isn't likely to run out of money this year, but instead will face a slow slide into years of economic stagnation. I'm Karen Chemas.
Gas is $3.47 a gallon this morning, up 7 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.